There are a few states where FFA is more popular or more successful than Georgia. Georgia's FFA is the third largest state association with more than 37,000 members, over 400 ag educators, and 290 chapters, one of which is flourishing at Macon's Northeast High School. Georgia Farm Monitor's Kenny Bergamy has more.
Lula Curry Williams is the FFA advisor at Macon-Bibbs Northeast High School. Chris Corzine, Central Region Ag Educator Director through the Georgia Department of Ed, points out that educators have recognized there is so much more to the industry than simply being on a farm.
Today's agricultural education classrooms, they're not just about sows, cows, and plows. They're also about leaders, speakers, and job seekers.
We deal with agriculture every day. Everything that we deal with, you know, just in our communities, our yards, you know, the grass growing in it, the weeds growing in it, how do we take care of that stuff? The shrubbery that we're putting in there for our decorations, you know, what color, when do we need to plant them, what time of year do they're going to grow and look the best? And the thing about it is we're teaching that in our high schools to these kids that they're going to take with them for the rest of their life.
Williams has students that are involved in learning in the classroom, a greenhouse, an outside garden, and a floral design shop made possible by FFA.
You have the organization itself, you know, the FFA, and then we have the SAE, the supervised projects, and then we have the classroom and laboratory. Those are the three components of agriculture, and they connect together. We can't do without, we can't have one without the other. So the organization, when they join that, it gives them a worldwide thing where they can venture out into different careers, you know, that they want to.
One of the students in Williams' ag class said being part of FFA has made a significant impact on how she plans to proceed with her education.
Agriculture is important because it's the way that humans survive, whether it's through food, clothing, transportation, all of that. It's not just about food, because a lot of people at Northeast thinks it's about farming, but it's so much more. And Ms. Curry just teaches us an aspect of that, but when we go out and interact with other FFA chapters, we really get to learn more about the animal industry, the clothing industry, even the communication industry, because without agriculture, humans would not really have progress throughout the years.
Kevin Jump, a major force among ag educators in the classroom for the Central Region, told us that because of the ag industry certification standards, programs like this one at Northeast is flourishing.
Throughout the state of Georgia, agriculture teachers and other CTA teachers have the opportunity to be industry certified. And basically, that's a stamp of approval that comes from industry about what's going on and what they're doing. You know, a lot of teachers have the credentials that they've gained from college education and teaching experience, and they have some tools, but the stamp of approval that comes from industry and their support of what's going on is essential, really, to provide the quality education that students need to really be successful.
And the funny thing is the kids, they don't even realize that they're learning the things that they're learning. You know, we go to the greenhouse, we do this, we do that. The thing about it is you're really learning something. They're truly learning something while they're out there.
And now from Macon to Cambridge, where Cambridge High School recently opened a facility dedicated solely to agriculture and animal science. One of the school's teachers describes how students will soon put the new building to use.
I'm Sarah Nurswick. I'm an agriculture education teacher and FFA advisor at Cambridge High School. Here I'm standing in the CAVE, the Cambridge Agri-Science and Veterinary Education Building. This is the first year that we've had agriculture at Cambridge High School, and we're super excited to be starting and bringing agriculture back to Milton. We teach a veterinary science pathway. So students start out with me in basic agricultural science. They move on to animal science and biotechnology, and their last year they will take veterinary science. It's super important to have agriculture in every school system if we could, because students get to learn where their food comes from. We take that disconnect of, food comes from Kroger or Publix or Piggly Wiggly, and it's actually coming from farmers. And America employs so many people in agriculture that agriculture is a viable career option for every student at Cambridge High School. I was so excited about the building and the job opening because it really meant to me that Fulton County is here to really nourish this program. They're not just throwing in a class and, you know, hoping it goes well. They have put money, time, and dedication into this building, and they're going to put money, time, and dedication into the program for years and years to come for the kids to really grow through this program. And I knew that having that support is super important as an agriculture education teacher. So I knew that this would be the job for me, and I'm so thankful that I was hired by Fulton County. This building is over 7,000 square feet, so we have a lot of room to grow, hopefully multiple teachers in the future. We have a classroom, which, you know, serves as just a regular classroom. We do lectures, we do notes, we do all that kind of stuff in there. We have a vet clinic where we have almost everything you would ever need for a vet clinic. We have suture packs, we have syringes, we have an ultrasound, we have a vitals monitor. So when we get into vet science next year, kids will actually get to use these items as they would have to use it in industry. We have a horse barn out back. We have two stables. We have some holding pens, and eventually we'll be adding a goat pen and a coop for chickens. So it's really going to show kids hands-on. This is not about sitting and learning all the terms and saying, okay, well, this is how you would hold a dog. We're going to have the dog. They're going to learn how to do that. They're going to learn how to groom. They're going to learn how to give injections because that's what they need to be career ready when they leave Cambridge.
And of course, a special thanks again to the Georgia Farm Monitor for both of those stories.